Hello, and welcome to another episode of Do the Math, an informational podcast dealing with critical issues which are not being addressed in traditional treatment social service agencies. Featuring J.C. Ephraim, Ethnic Minority Mental Health Specialist. And now, here's J.C.
I recall that when I was young, and it was made plain to me that discrimination was different than prejudice. In other words, I was told that discrimination was the act that was assumed to be the result of someone's thinking and feelings. In other words, prejudicial thoughts would lead to discriminatory actions. In America today, overwhelmingly we know that in the courts throughout this land, a criminal act is all that one can be prosecuted for. In other words, some behavior must happen in order for one to find themselves before the courts, to be held accountable for what they've done, not so much what they think and what they feel. However, where does it say that to circumvent the law, adverse effects on one's life, one can only think and feel prejudice and bigotry? We cannot legislate out the feelings and thoughts of our fellow men and women of this nation or the world. Too often, actions by people are driven by what we know they think and feel. Years ago, we concluded that to affect change in people, particularly young people, was to help them understand that triggers for behavior, which always result in some cause and effect consequence, be it positive or negative, would happen as a result of what they think and what they feel. In the field of mental health, we know that if we can affect how a person thinks, it will affect how they feel, which will have a direct effect on behavior. And that behavior would, in fact, always lead to consequences, be it positive or negative, on their lives and the lives of others. We call it TBC, trigger, behavior, and consequences. Affecting a change in how someone thinks to affect how they feel is a very important part of recovery. It is the hallmark, the keystone of recovery. When we talk about evidence-based practices, we are talking about the demonstration that whatever method done with intent to clients or patients resulted in some change in their behavior, some change in their feelings or mood, and some change in how they think about themselves and others. We've known for a long time this to be true. We have always said that the process of change is not pretty. In fact, I've often said that you know something has changed by virtue of the fact that first it gets worse, then it gets different, and then it gets better. In other words, when one does something that is new, they don't do it perfectly. But anything worth doing is worth doing badly, at least the first time. I've heard that somewhere. When we talk about things getting different in the process of change, we are speaking specifically to the fact that when you don't know how to do something, the next thing is confusion, because things are not as they always were. And then last but not least, when we talk about things getting better, we are talking about acceptance. We are talking about understanding. We're talking about things being different. This process, TBC, triggers, behavior, and consequences, is something that is afforded to many, but not all. Specifically, underutilization of trigger, behavior, and consequences is experienced effectively by those who are underprivileged and underserved in our society. This has to change. It has to change. Something must be different. Do the math, because the math don't lie.